A group opposed to the repeal of the state's emergency manager law says the group pushing for a November ballot referendum has faulty petitions. Jack, what's going on here?
Well, obviously, there's a lot going on. One thing that strikes me is it seems kind of foolish that the people behind this petition drive didn't submit their language to the state for approval, first of all. Most people do who are serious about a petition drive. And while it seems picky, they're talking about the size of the type, things like that. Petitions have sometimes been disqualified for these very reasons, so you can bet if that happens, there'll be lawyers from both sides will swing into action, but this could very well derail, I'm not saying that it would, but it could derail the efforts to put Public Act 4, the Emergency Manager Act, on hold.
Speaking of petitions, the Washtenaw County Elections Commission approved the language on a recall petition against Governor Snyder. A previous recall effort didn't gather enough signatures. Is it likely to happen this time?
Not at all, and I'd really like to know what's in the heads of the people behind this. It would be a nearly impossible job. Within 180 days, they'd have to gather, practically speaking, about 1.1 million signatures. You'd need at least $1 million behind you to do that. A previous petition drive fell flat on its face, and I can see no way they're going to do this. Now, this may be intended to weaken the governor or highlight his unpopularity for 2 years from now, but otherwise, it's sort of a wasted effort.
It will be an emergency manager for Muskegon Heights schools. This now makes Muskegon Heights the third school district in the state to be run by an emergency manager. Now, this school district actually wants a state takeover.
Well, they did. They asked for one. They probably would like to have a whole lot of money instead, but it hasn't been able to balance its budget since at least 2006. It's lost a lot of students. There's about 1,400 left, and things are getting worse. So basically, they asked the state to save them from themselves, and that seems to be what's going to happen.
Does this mean we're likely to see more school districts fall under control of an emergency manager?
Well, again, of course, Christina, it depends on whether the emergency manager law stays on the books. If these signatures are certified, it gets suspended. But otherwise, it's almost certain. There's a lot of school districts in difficulty. The legislature and the governor cut school funding somewhat last year, and school funding is down anyway because student population has been shrinking in many areas. So I think it's almost certain.
And finally, Jack, Governor Snyder has signed a law to allow redevelopment of the Michigan State Fairgrounds in Detroit. What does this mean, if anything, to Michiganders?
This is sad in a way. The State Fair had been there for well over a century till it was ended in 2009 by Governor Granholm. And that land has been laying fallow. What it means for the states is it gets a $1 million burden off the books once it's sold. But Detroit has a lot of vacant land, and it's not clear to me whether there is a buyer or whether people are going to be lining up to buy this 163 acres. And one little note for history buffs, Ulysses Grant's house, he was the only president ever to live in the city of Detroit, is on the fairgrounds, and I'm told that's going to be saved.
Well, thanks very much, Jack.
Always a pleasure.